Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. No one has ponies like us. No one. Nope, nope.
Well, they try.
They try, but they don't have ponies like us. No, darling. It's February 26th.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm all up on the roof. Are y'all sitting down inside the store?
No, I'm not over there.
Why are you not over there?
Because I'm somewhere else.
Well, you need to be over there.
Okay. It's a... What day is it? I forget.
It's Tuesday.
The 26th.
Oh, thank you. Tuesday the 26th of February. It's Pixanista. I don't know where my brain is today. I really don't know.
I'll tell you what the rest of you ain't that you need to be over here in the store.
Bitch, please.
Don't get back.
I just like getting you riled up. You're funny. I forgot what I was going to say. It's Pixanista. It's time for us to be your favorite pixel fashionista bitches, because that's how we roll. You can try to slip your shit past us, but trust me, we'll find out, and we will ream you on air because your fashion sense is non-existent. I'm Snow White.
That's what Ginger got on. That's kind of cute.
Cute. Hey, Ginger, can you post the Twitch TV thing?
We've all got all that. You don't worry about that. You just need to get yourself over here and sit down. That's
woman,
what you
I
do.
Am trying to get started
That's what you
on
do.
This show. All
That's
right?
what you do. You get over here where we be. That's
woman,
what you do.
Woman, woman.
We got this.
You want to finish the intro then?
You finish the intro. Don't be asking us what we do. You do what you do, and then you be over here. We got this.
Anyway, so I'm Snow White. That's Corey. That's Ginger. Intro's done.
See, that wasn't too difficult. Mm-hmm. Now, she still ain't here.
Yay! All right. Yay! We're ready. We've got the show going. Yay! I'm sorry. I'm over here fighting with Blog Talk. There we go.
Yeah,
you hear it keep kicking in the background? It keeps trying to, like, start talking. I'm like, no, chick, stop talking.
I don't know if it's Blog Talk or my internet or Firefox or something, but I had all these fucking links open. I have some open now. I've got, like, one, two, three, like, six or... seven, I don't know, open right now of stuff we can talk about, but damn, I lost all my goddamn links. I don't know what's going on with my internet. It's been slow all day. Even Netflix, as I was trying to watch Netflix earlier, you know, does that buffer and shit? I hate that.
That is annoying when it doesn't.
I just want to say my dress is too fabulous to sit down in, so I'm just going to have to stand up.
Put your thing down.
Your dress may be a little bit too fabulous.
I don't like the under part. I don't like that pink-white part. See, from the waist up, I love it. She could have kept the rest of it. I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know if she knew what she was doing.
Probably not.
Well, but the top, banging. From the waist up, I'm banging.
You're hot. You're very hot.
I know, right? I know.
Yeah. The bottom part, I saw you in the sandbox the other day, and you were wearing that. And I was like, what is up with the bottom?
I don't like the pink.
I think she was, like, trying to make it look like a flower or something, but she put, like, a translucentness to it, and it
I don't like the underneath, that whole, yeah, I don't like any of that. I didn't catch the flower thing. You caught on to that quicker than I did. Okay, what done happened? Did I lose all the peoples?
No.
Did we
what
all
you talking about?
It got quiet for a second.
I'm here.
No,
I'm
I was listening
sorry.
To you talk.
That's me.
Oh, wait. I can't. You know when you get quiet, it always sounds like.
House interferes with my headset. I could, like, almost hear a lady talking just then.
That's weird.
That is weird.
It was, yeah. It kind of threw me off. I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Do you have all your, like, your other windows closed and shit?
Well, no, because I've got all the videos and everything else open.
Then check the web pages for shit playing.
I was checking, but man, that
I had to do.
That was strange.
Like, I will pick up a, if I have any Twitch pages open, they all start up at the same time that our show starts up.
I don't know, but apparently Blog Talk does not want me to sign in, so I'm not going to. Tell me that's the wrong password. No, it's not.
I don't think that's Blog Talk. I think that's, what are you using? That might be Chrome being a bitch, because it does that to me all the time.
Firefox.
Oh, then it's Blog Talk.
Does he keep telling me?
I think there's a virus is loose on the internet. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very strange.
There better not be a virus loose on the internet. I don't want my shit to go down. Damn.
No, I'm kidding, right? Well, you know what? We're safe because that was recently on Macs, and I don't think any of us are running a Mac, are we?
What virus are you speaking of?
Well, it wasn't a virus. It was where they were hacked. I guess it was a virus.
Oh, well, no. We're all right with that business. We are right with that, Ben. We good with that. Nobody here has a Mac.
No. All right, so shall we get into the fashion and the fail fashions and...
Are we doing my glass first? Because I'm very excited about glass.
All right. I will start showing your glass. And you can tell everybody about your glass. And I have
well,
to
it's not my it's not my glass. And also trying to get us one because they want to give them away. So we definitely want to give them some love. Why did I hit this key? I hit a shortcut that don't exactly go with anything. How about that?
All right, I'm coming slowly but surely. Am I there? There I am.
You got something sticking out the top of your head.
That would be hair, probably.
It's like a horn and some stuff on the side.
That would be my hair.
No, I just like I like to take pictures of people when they first res in. You have some crazy shit going on when you first come in. When it don't resolve, see, right now you look like your head is shaved, except for some little sprigs on the top.
Awesome. I'm sexy. But
and your
I'm
eyes
sexy.
Are all blacked out. You look like one of the demons from Supernatural.
Oh, yeah. I'm sexy.
Okay, I'm going to stand on the side. Like I said, I'm too fabulous to sit down. I'm all overdressed. Y'all looking all cute and casual, like y'all going shopping in New York for the day.
Oh, hang on. Let me put something else on.
No.
No, dude, I'm going to put something else on. Hang on. For real.
I don't want to be the only fabulous one.
Oh, you're going to be fabulous. I'm not going to be fabulous. I'm going to look kind of slutty, probably.
Okay, wait a minute. Ginger's got links up. Ginger's like, come on. Okay, so while you change
clothes.
Oh,
are we busy talking? My bad.
Yeah, we're busy talking. Okay, so while you're changing clothes, Ginger's got up a video of, we actually talked about this on the news last year. Diane von Furstenberg had, she's one of the first people that got the Google Glass glasses. Now, if you don't know what they are, this is the thing that they're saying is going to, it's nighttime, I can say this right, they're going to fuck Apple up.
Say it, girl.
Glasses.
Say it and say it slow.
Yeah, they're saying that their stock is plummeting. Basically, what the Google Glass is supposed to do, if you didn't listen to the news, is your whole internet telephone experience just right in front of your eye, like, you know, 3D virtual type of experience. It reacts to your touch when you turn your head, all kinds of cool stuff. So if you're watching video here with us, you can see
that
all this.
Is so neat.
Yeah, this is all through Diane von Furstenberg's eyes. In fact, I don't know if this was, but I know I did it again this year. But this is all through her eyes, you know, things that she's doing to get ready for Fashion Week. But do you know how much easier it would be even for just cameramen alone doing the news? if they could just put this on. They didn't have to carry that big camera. And
that'd
they
be
could,
amazing. Of course, you know, you sneeze or
you look at her. See, look at her there.
You trip
in the
or anything else, and
yeah, of course, it's they'd have to have some settings like with the camera where they could turn off, you know, the movement thing, for just when they turn, and it could also maybe. They'd have to have special voice commands. You couldn't hear them because they'd have to say Zoom, you know, light, brighter, darker, that type of thing. But I'm, okay, while everybody else, of course, the rest of the world is looking at it for other, you know, other cutesy applications, like, of course, you know, she did this and recorded it walking out onto the runway, which gives a whole different experience to, for, you know, you being there with the person. You don't even notice the camera because, you know, some people, you know, it kind of takes away from the experience when you see somebody walking with a camera. But if it's just glasses, then it's a whole different experience. And like I said, if you're watching this, you see different looks. Diane von Furstenberg wearing glasses. They've also supposedly tapped her to make them prettier because they're ugly.
Skinny giants, people.
Yeah, those girls are big girls.
Good God.
Yeah, they're very, very big girls. So.
I saw them walk past the guys standing there. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's what people don't know. Models are tall. That's why they get picked on in school. But you think they would figure out early when you're that tall. You don't really have to be picked on. You just
right?
step on them.
You can just be like, bitch, I will step on you on my way to the top.
That's right.
Well, at that point, they could step on them and not cause a dent. They're so darn tiny.
Oh, don't make the mistake. Those skinny girls are not light.
Nope, they're not.
I got one. I got a bunch of these in my family. My lovely cousin is about, she's getting older now, but she was about 6'2" in her heyday, and she was thin. But you did not want to think that she was, you know, she couldn't handle herself. And those little bony arms and stuff hurt, and they're pretty strong. They don't look like they're that strong. They're wiry.
Well, they have to be.
Play basketball, and you know, she'd just be knocking chicks down. I'd be like, oh God, just bam, get out of my way. But you know, she looked like she weighed like two pounds. But no, you know, they're usually like 150, 160. They're just tall, so they look like. But anyway, back to our Google Glass. What do y'all think about this? Of course, the whole consensus now, people are worried that it's going to make people cross-eyed or blind because, or people being unobservant. I mean, they're already staring into their cell phones a lot, so they're saying now they may, you know. People are going to have even harder time paying attention because they are going to be looking at the glasses because it's right in front of your eye. You can't avoid looking at it now. You know, you can't tell so-and-so to take off their glasses. What if they're prescription glasses and they're Google Glass? Because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's going to cause so many more troubles. And take it from a teacher, that shit is going to cause some major issues in class.
Seriously. I think.
And by the way, my avatar looks fierce right now, just so you know.
I think it could totally be an asset.
That is hot. Okay, how do you think it would be an asset?
Well, think about it. I mean, if the kids, because, you know, you mentioned being a teacher. The kids have the screen right there in front of them at all times. The information they can pull up. The books. No more books. No more any of that.
That's true.
Okay, you're working under the assumption that the kids are going to pull up what you want them to pull up. You're also working under the assumption that they're going to listen and then they're going to turn it off when they're supposed to turn it off. You can make the kids take it off, but again, they can say, I have to use this to see. Kids are not like that. You put kids around anything computer, they're going to pull up stuff they're not supposed to pull up.
What if they were a school issue and the school
actually that's what
took
I'm thinking.
Some, yeah, what if they took some initiative? Because generally they don't. Even Baby Nature just told me they've been allowing them to bring iPads and things to school, and they are not restrictive. They now have free access to the school internet, which I don't like.
I don't like that at all. That's a horrible idea.
But what if they got these glasses and they said, you know what, all your schoolwork's going to be on here, or at least your classwork when you come to class, you know, your teacher's going to have her lecture and it's going to pop up right in front of your eyes, you know, 3D maybe footage of, you know, concentration camp type of thing. This is history. Here's, you know, real footage. And I think it would be nice, but they would have to have tech support on staff.
They would absolutely have to have some way to ensure that the kids can only pull up what the teacher wants them to pull up. Otherwise, the kids will not be doing what you tell them to do. Trust me on this. I took
the only way to happen. You know the only way to make that happen? You'd have to have the glasses. You'd pass them out when they come to class.
Yeah.
They'd have to do that. They'd have to be locked down. You got a guard stand in the room. He comes.
Well, you mentioned something about tech support, and there are some schools doing something like that, where they are hiring IT to monitor their internet, and you could, in theory. It's not a 100%, but you could close off a lot of access for these kids so that they wouldn't be able to get to porn or games or other things. Of course, it's the internet and it's endless, and you constantly have to have somebody on staff who is watching what everybody is doing and looking for certain keywords or anything. That way, you know, if something goes off, they're like, hey, wait a minute. So they go and look, and they're like, all right, this is not something you should have been accessing. That's now closed off. You've seen that in workplaces where people have been bitching that they can no longer get onto Facebook or their Yahoo Mail or whatever else. It's because there are these IT professionals that are watching everything you do, even though you think, oh, nobody's seeing me because I'm on my own little wireless thing. No, no. People know what you're doing. And they are going and saying, okay, you shouldn't have been here, so we're going to close off access to that. Oh, hey, look, you just showed us a new place. No, that's closed off, and so on. It continues on like that.
Again, it's a great idea, but I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you from a public school standpoint, okay? Number one, there's not enough money for this unless you're in one of those highfalutin public school districts. Number two, they don't have the IT guys who are knowledgeable enough to pull this off, and they're not willing to pay them to pull this off because, again, go back to number one, they don't have enough money. This would take a major, major, major overhaul in the school system, not only as far as equipment goes, as far as knowledge about kids goes, but about the actual staff of the school. You would need better teachers. You would need...
we ought to need better teachers now. So.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is, you, in order to pull this off, in order to pull this grand idea off, because it is a good idea, but I'm playing devil's advocate because I've been there. I've been in the classroom. I know what goes on. They will need teachers who are on the ball all the time, and there are not enough teachers like that. Trust
me. Some of them are afraid of the technology.
Yeah, exactly.
And you will also need tech guys, IT guys, who know what the fuck's going on, who understand the latest and greatest technology. And I'm going to tell you, from the school I taught in, the IT guy, I knew more about technology than he did. And that was sad.
Now, here's the other biggest problem, you brought it up already, is the price of these. It pretty much guarantees they're not going to be in school.
Yep.
And I'll get to the price in a minute, but let me run down some other practical things they said that it can do already.
I can see these being used in doctor's offices or in hospitals.
There's a whole bunch of practical applications.
Yes.
But the ones they're saying, of course,
absolutely,
it can do stuff like find the nearest subway, you get the weather report, locations of your friends and family, you can send and receive text messages. You know, of course, without pulling out your phone, you're just talking to send text message. That I don't like so much. That kind of takes away the privacy of having a text message, so I don't know if I'd like that one.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I think the
ways you could use it for adults is unbelievable, although there are some adults that still act like children when it comes to technology. I know that too. But the ways you could use it for adult purposes, like training doctors, or how about training military? There's so many applications that you can use with these glasses.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just it being like a recreational thing, you can actually put it to good use. You know,
yeah, I wasn't really so much thinking training for doctors, but I was thinking doctors in the ERs and hospitals. They have these on. They could have instant access to patient profiles.
Oh, that would be hot.
That
mm-hmm.
would be hot. But you can also put up-and-coming doctors and soldiers into, like, virtual environments because they have those little things. You can put a simple application on the Internet.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
You can have that on the glasses.
Wrong.
Virtual environment. There you go. See?
My uterus
exactly. I know. Because I was at the hospital this weekend, and the ER doctor there had a girl who followed him around with a laptop, and she was entering everything he said into that laptop. And all I could think of as you're talking about this is if he just had these glasses, he could have had all the files right there, literally in front of him. And they've already found ways there's a pin that actually tracks your hand motions, and you could write orders, say, on just a piece of glass or something, you know, a piece of plastic, write out what you're wanting to say, and it could be going into the glasses and into the system.
Well, this one is voice. It's voice activated. It's voice activated, so they don't even really need that. He can stand there and talk and say, pull up patient file, you know, on, you know, Billie Jean,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have
that
all of her
awesome.
Information. And then if he couldn't find it, he said, well, you know, we don't have record of her. Please check all local hospitals for Billie Jean, social security number 455, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, next thing, it can, because it's supposed to be able to access the Internet, it could go out, not to the Internet, but, you know, you guys know how it works, and us geeks know how it works. It'll be a hospital thing, but it can check all the hospitals and then pull their records up and allergies and, you know, things of five broken bones, all that stuff. So, yeah, that's a great practical application. What I'm wondering is, you with the girl with the laptop, tell them, I'm going to need them not to do that, because I think the hospitals, at least across the way here, because I'm just across the way from the hospitals now, they use iPad for pretty much everything. The doctor walks around, he either has a smaller, I think the iPad Mini was out, but he had a Nexus tablet that he was able to pull up all of, like, x-rays and files and stuff on, because they were very much about trying to be paperless. Mm-hmm. Which I thought
was
cool.
That would be awesome, but no, he had this little girl following him around with a laptop.
Ridiculous.
All right. She never said a word. She just,
you know, and what's even more ridiculous is they make these little thing called, I don't know, recorders.
Yeah, to record and hand it back.
Right. So instead of having an actual person follow you around, you can just have a recorder and actually talk into it, and it'll record what you say.
I know. I mean, because even when he was at the nurse's station, and you know, where he would transcribe the orders, he was telling her to transcribe them for him. So she sat there on her little laptop and was transcribing for him as he told her verbatim what he wanted to have done.
I see things like this that they're showing that we're watching on a video, amazing, yes. You know, you can experience some things firsthand you would not normally be able to experience. Ironically, this reminds me, and you two are probably too young to remember, the movie Strange Days had technology similar to this. And if you haven't seen it, or if you don't know anything about it, our lovely Ural wrote an article about Strange Days and how it was a bit ahead of its time, but it had technology just like this.
Ew.
And one of them was, the only part of that movie I thought was absolutely beautiful is there was a guy in the movie, he was paralyzed from the waist down, and Ralph Fiennes' character brings him a video, it looks just like this, of a person running, because he couldn't run. And the person would look down, you know, whoever recorded it would look down so they could see the legs, and he's running on the beach. He couldn't run, and that was just like the greatest thing in the world to him to be able to experience that.
Oh gosh, you're going to make me tear up.
I know. You have to watch the movie. The movie is it's directed by a woman, directed by Catherine Bigelow, one of the greatest directors of our time, also directed Dark 30, one of the great movies of our time. So if you haven't seen Strange Days, you might want to check that out. This is, I dare say, where Google probably got the idea from. They just took it and streamlined it and made it glasses, and it is absolutely a wonderful idea. I don't know what all we're going to do with it exactly.
All sorts of amazing things.
Yeah, so
apparently
so,
share more food, because that seems to be a big thing on the internet
the cake,
right now.
The cake. We all get that and wear glasses and Wally.
No doubt.
Suck in tears. All right, we got to move on. I thought this was a really good geek fashion thing, because I like that they got Diane involved and that she's going to make them pretty. And I like the way they look now, but she added some colors and she kind of made them a little more chic. They don't look so crazy as they start out. You got how they started out looking, like these big
ski glasses. In 2000, I want to say Microsoft said they were working on something like that. But these were huge. It was almost like a monocle over one eye or head or something. It was all very cyborg. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're talking about, these huge, ginormous things. And I'm sorry, people like to look nice. I'd have me a couple of different colors if I could afford. And I'm going to tell you the price now, $1,500 a pop. if I could afford
it. And if it's a prescription, I may have to do that.
Well, I don't need a prescription anymore, so there ain't no point. I paid for my eyes already for light.
You know what? That pisses me off. I tried to do that. They said I didn't have enough cornea because my eyesight is so bad, they wouldn't be able to take off enough in order to make my eyesight good again.
They can put some in.
I know. I want that done, but it's expensive, and it kind of freaks me out to have some sort of foreign lens shoved into my eyeball.
Well, my grandmother got it done, and she's loving the fact that she can see birds from 50 miles away.
Well, considering that I have to wake up and then put the alarm clock like right to my nose in order to see what time it is, I might have to have that done.
Yeah.
She says, I can shoot the fly off a horse's ass at 50 paces.
That's hilarious.
And I'll tell you why I really want this done. Totally off topic, but I don't care. My house was broken into one time. And I was so frightened because I couldn't see and I couldn't get to the bathroom to put my contacts in. So that's another reason that I want my eyesight.
Ah, that is a very good reason.
Yeah, man.
I miss my glasses, though. I miss my glasses.
Why?
Because I like glasses. They're a fashion statement. That's why I picked this out to talk about this week. I like what she did with the glasses, and I would get them, again, if I could afford them, because they don't look so crazy. Although everybody's saying that people are looking at the Google employees crazy when they see them walking around, but in about a year or two, they're going to be commonplace. You're not going to look
Yeah, they're going to be – it's just like, you know how everyone looked at the people with the Bluetooth like they were fucking crazy at first?
Yes.
And, like, hearing, like, seeing random people talk to themselves was really weirding people out. Now everybody's like, eh, they have a Bluetooth.
But they're not talking to me.
Yeah. They're talking to the Bluetooth. It's all good. Although every now and then I'm like, huh? Oh, you're talking to me. Okay.
Yeah, every now and again I turn around and say, what'd you say to me? Oh, you're on your thing.
My bad.
I will knock you out. Okay, now, Ginger, you were about to go into this morning. Stolen stuff up in the Second Life. Who did you find that stole stuff?
Oh. Actually, I pulled that from GamePolitics.com. I didn't even pull that up tonight, but I'll go ahead and tell you the gist of it. New York City is setting aside a certain amount of cops. They're making a little division for them.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the stolen designs in Second Life, the cake and...
Okay. Yeah, I got that. I was excited. Why are we talking about that? All right, so let me show you what I got. Okay, so Nikki Hare.
Uh oh, she's gonna talk about
sold
you, Nikki.
By Alina D.
Yeah.
I found this Nikki Hare, this Yocasta. I was like, oh, that's really pretty, and I bought it not looking at the reviews. And I was like, oh, that's really pretty. So I started looking at some of her other hairs. I was like, I recognize some of these hairs, and started looking. I don't know if either of you recognize any of these hairs on the screen.
They look really familiar.
Yeah, I've seen
actually.
It. I think you're wearing the one there top left, aren't you?
Wait, is that truth hair?
Yeah, this is truth hair. No, I'm not wearing any of the hairs from there, no. She ripped off truth and other places.
Is that Lalucca as well?
Yeah, Lalucca. Mm-hmm.
Are you? Oh,
hell no.
She
got 21 linden a piece for these
hairs. Wait. I think she might have ripped me off. You fucking bitch.
You want me go back to page two?
That's either me or that's Interferum. You fucking bitch.
Yes. Miss Nikki over here, Miss Nikki Hares, has been ripping people off left and right, and she has 7 pages. Of these hairs. Yeah, the one that finally tipped me off, it's like, man, these look really familiar, is this Cloud hair right here. This is truth hair. I have this hair. And I was like, wait a minute.
Which one? You have to click on it because we can't see from a distance. You have to zoom in.
Let me open it up.
Yeah, open it up because we can't really see.
I seriously think she actually stole hair from Interferum. Are you fucking kidding me?
This hair I have.
I think I've seen you wear that.
I've seen you wear that hair.
Yeah, that's the one that finally tipped me off. And then I went back looking and I was like, wait a minute. I know why these hairs look familiar and why they are such good quality and so cheap. She stole them, flat out stole them.
Girl.
From several different stores.
That's voodoo.
And
that's
she's
voodoo.
Selling them for like 21.
21 linden a piece.
Oh, my God.
And they're modifiable. So,
she is going to get eaten alive when they figure this out.
I hope they do it soon. And you know what? Despite the fact that I would love to have some of those hairs, I refuse to buy them.
Yeah. I tossed the one that I bought once I realized what it was. I was like, oh, no, never mind. I'd rather own it that I bought it from the real place.
Yeah.
Than
help supply this bitch with money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at, she stole some bad hair, too. I mean, like this Tia hair and this Ashley hair, man, I cannot stand either one of those hairs, but she stole those hairs.
Why? I would say why, but I already know why. It's for the money.
I think I see Magica in there, too.
Is she still analog dog? Because if she's still analog dog, I'm telling.
I'm not seeing any analog dog, no. Analog needs to upgrade their textures recently. I don't like them.
Well, it's been a while.
It has. I like some of the styles, but the textures, no. But while I was looking for hairs, I came across Unique Trends, which is a place I hadn't heard of. And she has some outrageously cheap hair, but it's good hair. Look at this. It's pretty.
Oh, zoom. You know what? You can't go by those pictures, man.
All right. Well, the one that I'm wearing right now next to you is from them. I've dyed it. And, of course, it is flexi, so there's that. I don't usually wear flexi anymore, but...
Let me see. It's not bad, flexi. Let me look at that. Let me look at that right there. Let me get in upon that. Because you got a nice little look going now today. That's a nice...
I like it, yeah.
That's very conservative. Wow.
It's kind of conservative, sexy for Ginger. You know, Ginger don't normally dress like this. We got
that's
some.
That's true.
Some
although,
real,
to me, she has no skirt on.
She's wearing pants.
Oh, I can't see them. All I see is like her top and no legs. You have no legs.
Oh, no. That's no good.
She's wearing pants, and she's wearing her high white 5-inch pumps.
Check out my
shoes. I didn't have any legs.
I'm quite proud of these.
I like both of your outfits. Very, very, very.
I know. I was showing them on the screen a minute ago.
Girl, look at the junk up in the trunk on that girl.
So seriously, I mean, and this chick, who is this? This is Trina Katana, and she's making hairs, and she's selling them for less than, 50 lindens and less.
And now, those aren't stolen, right?
These are not stolen. These are her hairstyles.
You know what you have to do? She's doing that. They're low so that she can make a name for herself. You know, when people start realizing she is, I'm guaranteeing you, they're going to start to creep up. The prices will start to creep up.
I think that's what Truth did.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's what Truth did.
You won't make enough money making all these hairs, because I got to tell you, making hairs is not easy. And with the demand coming out, in order to stay relevant, you have to put out new shit every week.
Mm-hmm. That's one area I will not venture into. I do not have a talent. I don't even have an eye for hair. Clothes maybe, but not any hair will not happen. You won't see me making any hair. I tried that the first time I was in Second Life. And I was like, this is not for me. This is for the birds.
These are really cute. Well, I didn't say add that to my thing.
Add that for you. I'm going to go ahead and take care of that for you.
Yeah, no.
It's about time for me to do an update on myself, actually, so.
But seriously, I mean, these are just really cute, and this is just a designer I just happened to trip across. Hadn't heard of before.
Sure, there in the middle. Go ahead, click that one next to the camera there. Let me take a look at that. You went up a page.
Wait. Sorry. You forget I'm a little bit ahead of you. All right, so which one?
Oh, what's that one? And I liked one on the other page now that you switched.
I don't really like that one.
Well, no,
right,
look
so
bottom,
you need to go back
bottom,
to page
see the, no, see the bottom left right there next to where the blue window is open? Nope,
the
nope.
Up, the updo?
Left.
All right, hold on. I just clicked on page two because you said I liked one on the other page. So I'm sitting here on page two. Was there one here you liked?
Scroll down.
There's only these six right here.
No, I don't like that on that page.
No, neither.
Okay,
go back to page
one.
Okay, and then scroll down to the left. Once you go to the page one. See, y'all, we shopping all right.
Next to the blue box, you said?
Down. Yes, next to the blue box on the left side. Yes, that one there. Yeah, that one.
Click. Sophie. I almost bought Sophie because it looks really cute.
Is it shaved on the side? Because it hasn't zoomed in for me yet.
No. It's on the side.
Is this an updo? I like that. Yes, I want to cut my real hair that way.
I think that is really cute.
I like those crazy asymmetrical dudes. That's all in my face, so I can complain that it's in my face, because y'all know that's what I do.
And the guy's trying to brush it out of your face for you?
Yes. Oh, God, I can't see. I can't stand my hair. It's always in my eyes. Oh, my God. Then I put on my sunglasses.
But I have to say, this is an upcoming person we should watch. She keeps turning out hairs like this. The only thing I have to say, the only complaint I have, is they are all this dark hair. But they're tintable, so I was able to make the dark hair kind of a dark red. So it kind of works.
I like it.
I would like the hairs in more colors.
And it's not a crazy flexi, because, you know, some of them put the flexi in, and you're like, damn, can it stop moving?
I know. But it's not too bad. I don't wear flexi too much anymore. But when I saw this one, I was like, oh, I've got to try it. And I put it on, and I love it.
Since I've changed clothes, now I can come and sit down. My other dress was too fabulous.
I think I'll just stand up, because I'm just fabulous.
Oh, I don't like that. What is going on with this?
Why are you sitting on the edge or the back of the couch?
Now, in real life, I normally would sit like that. But
not in a dress like that, showing your coochie to the world.
Yes,
there should be a cross-legged somewhere.
I don't like that either. My purse is all up in between my legs. What is this? what is going on?
Let me show you all my junk.
Oh, baby.
And I'm too short. Like, I'm in the couch.
You can adjust. Ooh, the legs on them chicks. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Damn, we're sexy.
That's so hot.
My
so
shoes,
hot.
I love. Got them from Encore.
I noticed. I know Encore shoes when I see them. Thank
and
you.
The best part, I didn't even have to adjust the skin tone. They came like that.
What?
That's hot.
I'm going to have to get me some more Encore shoes for this avatar because I don't have any for this avatar.
There we go. I've got a tall nice and zoomed in. All right, so who's next? Who's got what?
Okay, I actually have some cute shit. It's just random pictures. Let me find the one I wanted to start with. Oh, this one, Skyping it to you.
Okay.
It's a really long fucking link, but it's worth it. Trust me. I got kind of thought of Corey when I saw this.
Well, yeah, I'd be thinking about me. What'd I do? I didn't do nothing.
You know I like to think about you with my hands all underneath the desk.
I didn't do nothing. I don't know nothing. I didn't do nothing.
I thought of Corey when I saw these dresses. So when they come up, I'll try to explain.
Hang on, I had to snap a picture so I can change our background again because you know that's how we roll.
Yep.
Corey, why do I see your toes? Never mind.
Girl, these shoes are hideously old. You may not see a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, once I turn the graphics back down, I realize there's a bad alpha around them. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about my alpha. I don't say anything about your
gender. Skype.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking. I don't
you
see
know
it.
You sent it to me, Snow.
Oh, damn. My bad.
Oh, I was like, I don't have it.
There you go. Try it now.
Oh, my God.
I told you it's a long link. Totally worth it, though.
Test and go.
I be choking.
Oh, that is cute. Can I blow that up? If I go to the original page, maybe?
It is so super cute. I hope it comes up on the screen soon. I'll go ahead and give you background. Basically, it's kind of like evening gowns with a gamer twist.
Let me see what you got there. You ain't got none.
There you go. That is amazing. I'm trying to decide which one I love the most. I think it's the white bottomed one with the mushroom.
Yeah, that one is really, really pretty. And, you know, they've got, like, the whole Mario theme going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. The gold coins. They've got the one-up thing and the one in the middle. And then Mario
minute.
On the left-hand side. I think it's beautiful.
I'm going to have to look at that better because I can't see it very well. So I can gasp properly for you. Mm.
Thank you. You know,
if I could get it blown up, I would so do it. But it. No, if I click on it, it goes to a page, and it won't get any bigger on the page either.
That right there.
Pretty?
I would wear that white one with the big old ass polka dots, and I would wear the black one with the mushroom on it. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I would totally rock the golden coin one. I love that.
I can't
I
do
love
that.
It.
I don't have the boobs for that.
I do.
That is gorgeous.
I rock the shit out of that.
I don't have the hips for it nor the boobs, but that white one, yes.
What is that one, the black one right here, what is that one supposed to be?
The one with the star? I have no idea.
I couldn't tell if that was a star or what that was.
It's got a hip split. I could work that too. You see that?
Yeah, you have nice legs. You could work the hell out of that.
Yes, I like splits. I love it. Angelina Jolie thinks she invented that shit. No, I did.
Damn right. Tell her.
Angelina, stop stealing my ideas. Stop taking my shit. All right, we got some. Don't we have some Pinterest thingies?
Well, I have some Google images that I pulled up.
Oh, share, darling, share.
What all right, so I came across geek wedding stuff. I was actually looking at a geek engagement that some guy did where he wrote a paper and proposing to his girlfriend, fiance now. But anyway, so that led me to geeky wedding dresses. And I actually like this one. For once, this is done well.
Oh, where my God. Okay, no.
I can't find my page. Oh, wait a minute. There it is.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. Oh, my. I would look fabulous in that.
You would. Yeah. You would. And that is beautiful.
I would drown in that.
And I love the sleeves. I love
fabulous.
The billowy sleeves.
I couldn't do it. That's not made for my body type. That is definitely made for your body type.
What?
Yeah, you need an underbust corset to work with that, though. That's what she's missing.
Yes, I do.
And that's him proposing to her?
I think that's just wedding photos.
Yeah, I think that's wedding photos, but she is so pretty.
Oh, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Before we have to go, because I want to make y'all gasp, I went and checked out your dresses there, Snow. And there's pictures of girls wearing them. If Ginger will be so kind as to scroll down the page a little bit, there's people that wore them to at an event. You get to see them on the bottom. Scroll down.
What the hell was that?
What was what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I would wear the hell out of that. That is so pretty.
That is the Star Wars Episode II wedding dress.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with the pictures. I'm sorry. I had a girly moment, you know.
Nah.
It happened.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now you have to show this one because, and stop at the very first dress, the one with the split on it with the Mario, because I want you to focus in on one thing because I have been dying to actually.
What? That is awesome.
Do you see that
the
first
Nintendo
picture there?
Controller.
Yes. On, as a garter, I love it. I was like, I've been dying to do that. I wanted to put my my Nintendo DS on my leg like that and wear it somewhere. I was like, I got to. And that's what that dress looks like. Yes, I can work that one. That one works for my legs.
Oh, that is amazing.
The black
I love it.
With the red thing at the neck, it's a Bob-omb dress.
Oh, a Bob-omb.
Yes.
Scroll down. Ginger, scroll down.
I just found that out. Roll it. That is hot.
Oh, hey, look at that.
You know what? I'm looking all at the wrong thing. Like,
I thought it had sleeves when I was looking at it sitting there, but I couldn't quite tell.
We are sex bombs. We're sex bombs, and we came to make you this sad and think about death and stuff. That's what, no, you don't think about that.
I was hoping there was another. I hadn't thought of that, but that is.
I love that dress.
That is. It's very gothic almost.
It is. It's totally me. Love it. Love it.
And she's got it in Swarovski crystal. See, we've been waiting for a designer to get a hold of some of this stuff. Throw it down a little bit more, Ginger. We got a little more time. We need to see the rest of this because I wanted to see what they look like on the girls as well.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to find these. Look at that one.
Oh, that is so pretty.
It is so majestic, beautiful.
She looks regal, doesn't she? She looks regal.
The mushroom, it doesn't even, you don't look at it and say, oh, that's a mushroom. You're like, that is a beautiful dress.
I love the hood. I don't know why. That is just,
I like hood. Do y'all know I wear something with a hood on almost every day? I have tons of stuff with hoods on. That's my other thing.
I love this whole thing. This is just gorgeous.
It is absolutely gorgeous. We got to find this girl who did these and get her on the show, and I'll see if we can talk her into giving us a few of these dresses.
We need some free samples.
Girl, we'll give them back.
Sure, we'll give them back. You can pop my cold, dead finger.
Okay. Well,
look, I didn't say when I would give it back.
Whoever uploaded this, the Monty Fool is who made them.
Monty Fool, we are looking for you. These are a couple of years ago, too, but they're still gorgeous.
2005.
Oh, she's
a
fashion major.
Oh, that's
a gamer,
that's
and she's a gamer. Girl, look here. If you let us, we will help propel you to the top because I want stuff like this.
Girl, call us. We will totally tout your shit. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. If they'd had this back when I went to prom years ago,
right, girl?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I've done this before.
I would have so had Mario on me.
All right. We have callers, but so sorry, guys. We got to go. We have a minute and a half left in the show, and that means we're done. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Thursday to get our rough, raw, and ready show because, you know, we're always rough, raw, and ready for you.
And tell them what's coming next week.
Yeah, you guys come next week. You can call next week, and, you know, you can talk to us. Just, you know, if you want to ask about our toys, just be ready for a swift kick in the ass off the
floor. Ain't telling them about next week. Tell them what's coming next week.
Oh. Okay. That's right, guys. Next week, it's going to be all about your favorite topic, sex. And we will get rough, raw, and ready all week long. So make sure you bring protection. Okay, I'm done.
This Star Trek engagement ring is amazing.
Anyway, yeah, tune in next week. It's going to be all about sex. There'll be plenty of porn voice and plenty of gas and moans and rice
and
games, and it'll be great. Anyway, peace out, y'all. Say goodnight, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
Oh, good night, bitches.
I'm mad I wasn't a bitch.
Got no salvation. Got no salvation. Got no religion. No religion with you. Take a bite of my bad girl.
Take a bite of my boy.
Show me your teeth. I'm a touch.
heaven. Take a bite of my bad bird.
To hear your favorite little feisty bitches talk about
sex.